Teaching for the Strength of Youth. Wholesome Language. The words we use can testify of Christ, comfort the needy, compliment a friend, or express love to a family member. We can also say words that inflict emotional pain, spread gossip, profane, or belittle. Helping your children use wholesome language will bring peace and encouragement into your home. In this month's New Era, on pages 10 and 11, Larry M. Gibson of the Young Men General Presidency discusses the importance of clean language. What we feel in our hearts is what we think about, and what we think about is what we speak about. Thus, it is true that the words we use reflect the feelings of our heart and who we really are. Each of us can enjoy the blessings of having the Spirit always with us, as promised when we partake of the sacrament each Sabbath day. It will depend on us, on how we act, what we do, and yes, even what we say. Suggestions for teaching youth. You could read with your family the section on language in For the Strength of Youth, pages 20 and 21. Discuss what to do when those around you use bad language. Read Brother Gibson's article on pages 10 and 11 of this month's New Era. Use his article to set goals to help each other use wholesome language. Study and discuss the scriptures listed to the right. Read Choosing Not to Gossip on page 12 of this month's New Era and talk about the dangers of gossip. Discuss why gossip happens and how to avoid it. Watch videos and read youth articles on the power of language. Go to youth.lds.org and click on the For the Strength of Youth tab. Click on Language. To the right of the page is a related section that features videos such as No Cussing Club and youth articles about not putting others down. Suggestions for teaching children. Consider reading The Words We Speak, Rosemary M. Wixom, Ensign, May, 2013, page 81. Those Words, Friend, December 2011, page 44, or A Soft Answer, Friend, June 2011, page 32. Talk about how we feel when we say nice things to each other. Discuss things you don't say in your home. Set goals to say please and thank you and give compliments more. Talk about how everyone is happier when we say kind things to one another. Sing Kindness Begins With Me, Children's Songbook, number 145, or another song about kindness. Scriptures on Language, Psalm 34, verses 13 and 14. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. Matthew chapter 15, verse 11. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 and 31. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verses 2 and 3, and chapter 33, verse 1. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 54. Section 52, verse 16. Section 100, verses 5 and 6, and Section 136, verse 23. End of the article, Wholesome Language.